case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the podcast right now.
Last night on The Masked Singer. That's all right. Jack Vigeon was revealed as the Kebab, and he joins me on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. First off, how are you doing with Facebook and Instagram being down this morning?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm glad it's not just me. I was, like, trying to take a deep breath. I was like, really, is this happening the day I get off Masked Singer? This happens.
Well, maybe it's a sign. I don't know what kind of sign it is.
I know. That's it. I need a social media cleanse.
Yeah. So, obviously, you were the Kebab, which is a very weird, bizarre concept for a costume. When you first found out that that's what you were going to be, did you think they were lying?
No, I didn't think they were lying. I thought it was definitely quite bizarre. You know, I hoped for something with a little bit more glitter and sparkles. But once I embraced the outfit, embraced the Kebab and just became the Kebab and then found this personality, I was happy. I was like, I'm going to make this a fun, sexy Kebab.
Definitely. And what was the decision over, like, the New York kind of accent for the clues? Because a Kebab's not necessarily a New York thing.
I know. I'm not too sure where that came from. I think there's something happened in there when they do the voice changing thing, because I definitely didn't do a New York accent, so...
Oh, okay.
That wasn't my decision, but it was. I think it was a good one. It was good to throw everyone off, I think.
Yeah.
Because it was too obvious that it was me otherwise.
Well, that's the thing. Jackie and most of Australia guessed you on the first episode. So what was your go-to excuse when people would message you asking about it?
I'm the worst liar, I think, and I would just flat out say, no, it's not me. And I think I should have just put a bit more thought into how I was going to lie, because I think I shut it down too quickly with everyone, and everyone was like,
Yeah.
Not too sure.
So now you know if you ever do this kind of show again, you're going to have to come up with a bit of a backstory as to what you're doing instead, as to why it's not you.
I know, that's it.
So what did a typical day on set look like for you? Did you have to sit in the costume for hours on end? Did you get to see any of the other characters? How did it all go?
Not really. I mean, I tried to sneak a peek here and there because we'd kind of, like, we'd get taken to our trailer to the stage, and you would get kind of would be on the back of this, like a golf buggy, and you'd see another one of the masks kind of going back to the dressing rooms as we're going to the stage. But we've got these kind of like black blankets over our head that kind of you can just see out of, but obviously you can't see through. So we could kind of see each other in the distance, but no, I didn't get to see who anyone else was, because no one else was revealed, obviously, and I didn't get to see that before actually watching the show. So watching the show was so much fun, just getting to see who was on it. And I've had so many friends on it, Ali Simpson, Mahalia Barnes. Like, it's been so great.
Yeah. So obviously in the costume, it's pretty elaborate, pretty big and crazy. How did you go performing in something that you could barely see out of when you're normally used to, like, going all the way across the stage with no restrictions?
Oh, my gosh. It was so hard. Like, it was very challenging because the Kebab outfit is so heavy. So I've got a huge, like, brace on underneath the costume, and it kind of, like, it gets strapped in, and, like, it kind of levels it all out and makes sure I don't topple over. And we've got, like, a little mic that's kind of strapped to our cheek. So the mic that I'm holding when you see me on stage, I'm trying to hold it up towards the Kebab's mouth, which is actually, like, above my head.
Yeah, it's a little bit awkward to try and do.
So the whole thing was very challenging, but at the same time, how fun and camp it was made up for it.
Yeah, you did look good doing it. It was definitely a very sassy and movable Kebab that you made out to be.
Oh, good. I'm glad you thought so.
Yeah, so Dave Hughes thought that you were John Travolta. What was your reaction inside the costume hearing that? Were you just rolling your eyes like the rest of us?
I found all the guesses so funny. You know what my favourite one was Danny, when Danny Minogue guessed that I was RuPaul.
Yeah, that was a big call. I was like, RuPaul doing The Masked Singer. That's a pretty big guess. He's a pretty busy man.
Oh, I died when she said that. It was so funny. I think that was, obviously I love the performances, but like that was also one of my favourite parts as well, was getting to hear the guesses. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, there have been some interesting guesses, and we've got the finale on tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. Jack, thank you so much for joining me.